In the WRHI News Center, I'm Teller Cubb. As residents and municipalities have had their say on the new proposed recreation tax by the county, the council themselves got to have their own rebuttal on Monday night.
Where has that funding been going? And if you don't know where it's been going and can't tell us where it's been going, that's further indicia of the problem.
That's York County Council Chair Christy Cox trying to answer critics of the proposed way the county would like to do taxes on recreation. Supporters of going back to the original way, which included Tom Aldett and Watts Huckabee, argued for continuing the existing 17-year funding to the municipalities, emphasizing the value they bring and the need for more time to quantify measurements. Councilmember Aldett.
We're looking at an opportunity here to make sure that our kids are continually taken care of by the opportunity of what the municipalities have supplied them.
Opponents argue that the current system lacks transparency and data. Councilmember Andy Litton had this interesting take.
Almost feels like, I'm going to go there, extortion, because the cities and municipalities, they're coming out with these programs, and they're making these decisions on their own and offering them. And then we're obligated to pay for them. We're obligated to give them county taxpayer money. And if we don't give them their money, then they're taking it out on the county residents.
An amendment on the tax failed, and the budget itself, which includes this proposal, passed second reading. It has one more vote before becoming final.